This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yelich bangs one into right center. It is high and deep and gone. Number 6 for Yelich.
I'll tell you what, that was much needed by Christian Yelich last night in a Brewers victory over the Houston Astros. That was a two-run homer that made it 3-0 Brewers. And the Brewers offense, like we said yesterday on the show, highly courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network, needed to get going, and going it did.
2-2 to Bowers. And a bullet into left center. That'll get down. Cameron will score. Another big insurance run for the Brewers, driven in by Bowers.
Jake Bowers. I was texting with Tommy Wirtz, host of our leadoff show, 1 hour before every Brewers game. Catch leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And Tommy and I were texting about Jake Bowers because he loves Jake Bowers. Loves Jake Bowers. I was like, man, your boy Jake, right? Your boy Bowers right there. And he's like, dude, he is so clutch. And Bowers really has shown that clutch gene for certain since being a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. So no question about that. Bowers with a big hit. Hoskins with a big hit. Yelich with much needed offense with a two-run shot last night. Brewers now all of a sudden winners of two straight. And hopefully going back in the right direction again. Joining us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, is a guy that helped me win an award. He is Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold. Matt, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, Sparky, how are you? Appreciate you.
I got to tell you, man, I was we have these radio awards, Wisconsin Broadcaster Association Awards, and I've never gone to it before. Back in the day, we had the Wendy's Big Show, and we won Best Show the 1 year. And other than that, I've never really won anything with those things. So I decided to go this year, so we went, me and my kid. And Best Interview was up. And I was like, there are two other interviews from another station. I was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to win this. And boom, we won. And it was the interview that you and I did at the toy drive. And I reached out to the Brewers and I said, you know, it's only fair because I don't know how many radio awards Matt Arnold has sitting in his house at this point. If you wanted to share the award, you take it a few months out of the year. I take it a few months out of the year. Like, I'm fine with that, Matt. I'm willing to share.
Oh, that's awesome. That was cool. What a fun day for us together. And anytime you're helping kids, it's always a good thing. But yeah, we had a lot of fun together. So that's really neat. And congratulations on that.
Well, congratulations for making it fun. It was a lot of fun. When we talked at the toy drive, we talked about Jackson Chourio, and I was giving you a hard time. Like, man, I hope y'all like did shots or something after you got him to commit to that deal, because that was amazing. And then I brought up Jesus Madé, and you started grinning from ear to ear and giggling almost when we talked about Madé. Dude, this dude here, I don't want to say he's going to be better than Chourio or nothing, but he kind of like skipped ahead a little bit from where Chourio started, and he is playing well down in Carolina.
He really is. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, I mean, we're all super excited about him. And again, like you said, you don't want to put too much undue pressure on a really young kid there. But Jesus is unbelievable. I mean, he's really just a great kid and very, very, very talented, as we've discussed. And Really, just an incredibly bright future ahead of him, and off to a great start there in Carolina with a lot of really good players on that team as well. So, yeah, that's a really fun team to follow right now.
Now, I know you weren't here necessarily when this went down years earlier when Doug Melvin was here, but you at one point had Prince Fielder, J.J. Hardy, Corey Hart, Ricky Weeks, and then eventually Braun caught up to them because they drafted him out of college. Those other kids, you know, were coming in earlier before him, but they all were winning championships at every level as they were coming. And seriously, the Brewers weren't good at that point. So the highlight of every night's post-game show with Jim Powell was the Down on the Farm report to hear how that team was doing when they were coming up. And the other day I brought this up, I forgot who I was talking to about, it was Kurt Hoag, the beat writer for the Journal Sentinel of the Brewers. And we were talking about, is this Carolina team maybe even more talented than that team? Because from my perspective, it definitely feels like they are probably the most talented group of players that we've had assembled together at one time, maybe since you and David Stearns got here.
Yeah, it is. It really is an exciting team, and we've been following them closely. And I think we've talked about this before, but you know, it is really important for us to have that winning culture in the minor leagues here. You know, we obviously want to win at the big league level every night, and Murph and Ricky do an incredible job setting the tone there. But to win at the minor league level is important because you learn how to win baseball games at that level, and so obviously you want the guys to perform individually. But that's a big part of what we talk to the players about in spring training and throughout the course of the season, is just making sure that those guys are prepared to win tonight, you know, and I think that's a really big deal. And so following those young guys, seeing how well they're doing and winning baseball games there too is certainly a lot of fun for us.
Tyron Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold, as he joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fancy Sparky Five for with you. Can we talk about Pat Murphy a little bit? Because I feel like Pat Murphy has maybe upped the ante a little bit on this team. We've seen maybe a little bit shorter of patience from Pat Murphy this year than maybe we did at this same point last year. Is this kind of a planned attack necessarily by Pat Murphy of, okay, last year we were growing, we were figuring things out through the year. Now this year I expect more.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, certainly. I mean, he always has very high standards, and I think that's a huge credit to him and all the success he's had in his entire career. And certainly the 10 years that I've been with him, he's always held players accountable. And so I don't think that's necessarily a new thing. You know, our standards have been raised here in a great way, and so he wants to make sure that the players are upholding that agreement, and that's something he talks about every day. And so he holds himself accountable too. You know, it's not just the players, it's us, it's the staff, it's everybody. And so I certainly appreciate that approach from Murph every single night.
When we talk about that third base position, it was a position that I was concerned about in the offseason as far as trying to find somebody with some power to play third base to help alleviate the loss of Willy Adames' power, even though he was a shortstop, but still trying to figure that piece out. And I guess as we sit here today, I guess I'm still struggling to figure out what the eventual plan is there for third base. Are you happy with what you've seen? Was this kind of how you saw it going? Or talk more about what the idea was for third base.
Yeah, I think we try to typically zoom out a little bit and just look at the infield as a whole. And I think when you look at what Caleb Durbin has done in a short amount of time, I think it's pretty positive. I mean, this guy had never been in the big leagues, and just from where he's come from. I mean, he was a Division III player, overcoming odds, being, you know, 5'7", and just everything that he brings to the table. It's not just power. You know, it's defense, it's base running, it's really winning games every single night, and that's something that Murph says, like, this is a winning player. And so he may not be, you know, hitting as many home runs as...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
As Willie Adames, certainly, but I think he's doing a lot of other little things that we certainly appreciate so far in his career.
You know, the other part about this that I'm anxious to hear your opinion on is the Christian Yelich topic, because last year, Christian Yelich looked like, for the first time in quite a while, closer to going back towards that MVP-type player that he was early in his career before the injuries took over. And then, of course, he had the back issue, so he had to be out for the rest of the year. Then you come into spring training, and he's showing that power that we haven't seen in a while. You start April, you're still seeing that power, but the average maybe not there, right? They go along with it. And then they put this piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about how he changes from the toe tap to the leg kick and so forth. And I brought up to Kurt Hoke the other day, and I don't know if you know this or not. When you decide to make that change in season, right? Is that something that's the batting coach? Is that something that's the player? Like, how does that all happen? Because Tiger Woods, last time when he would do stuff like that, it would be in the offseason, getting ready for the season, not in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Sparky. I think it really depends on the player. And I think with somebody like Yelich, who's so incredibly talented, I think they're always making adjustments. And sometimes that's in game, sometimes it's pitch to pitch. But I think throughout the course of a long season, these guys are always tinkering a little bit with their swings and trying to read and react depending on who they're facing and all kinds of ingredients involved. So obviously Christian has had some ebbs and flows, certainly, but I mean, hit a huge, huge game-changing home run for us last night. And,
sure did.
And he's been a leader here for us. And, you know, he's still one of the best players around, you know, as far as I'm concerned. And he's a dangerous at-bat every single time out there.
Talking with Matt Arnold, Brewers GM. Don't forget, we have our leadoff show before every game, 1 hour before every game tonight. 90 minutes starts at 5 o'clock with our guy, Tommy Wirtz, tonight here on The Fan before every single game all season long. What about Jackson Churio? Beginning of the year, he gets going. You know, he's attacking pitch counts early, so forth, but he's feeling good. He has an 0-for game, and then Pat Murphy comes out and says, hey, man, he's got to take more pitches. We got to have more walks and so forth. And since then, I feel like the wheels have kind of come off a little bit as he's trying to accomplish this. I think I heard the other, was it last night, 48% of the first pitches he's seen, he's swung at, which I think is second in baseball. So still very aggressive. What's your thoughts on what you've seen so far from Churio?
Yeah, I think that's a good read, Sparky. And I think you're right. And one of the unique things about Jackson is I think with his approach, he's actually just seeing the ball so well. He just wants to go up and hit it. It looks like a softball or a beach ball sometimes for this guy. And so he's just incredibly talented, and he's also 21 years old and at the big league level. And so I think, you know, him continuing to just refine the zone a little bit and just try to select a little bit more, you know, closely with a pitch that he wants to attack is something that's going to have to continue to progress in his game. But again, he's just one of the most talented guys, and I think he actually is seeing the ball really well at this point and just continuing to refine his approach a little bit on that.
Let's shift gears. Let's talk about pitching a little bit and where we are here. Obviously, the injuries are ridiculous. I'm not sure how many other teams could suffer as many pitching injuries as the Brewers have and still overcome and still be right in the thick of their division race, especially in this division where, you know, Trader's team has been playing really well in Chicago. But having said that, let's talk about the starting rotation as we sit right now, because hopefully here shortly you'll be starting to get some guys back. Your thoughts on Priester and how he's looked so far since making that trade?
Yeah, I think, look, he's definitely shown us flashes, and he's also shown us consistency issues where you realize this kid's a 24-year-old young player, you know, and so our coaches are incredibly high on this guy. He's got a great foundation. He's supremely athletic, and he's really smart. And so just continuing to get reps out there and go through those games like he did in Chicago, where he has a rough inning, he comes back out and finishes the game incredibly well. I mean, I think that really showed a huge credit to him and the fortitude that he had in a very tough environment to finish the game the way he did and give us 100 pitches. So You know, overall, I think it's going to be, you know, there's going to be bumps along the way, just like we had with Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta. But this guy's a very talented kid, and we're certainly excited to have him.
No. Don't say that. I don't want to live through another Corbin Burns experience where he's literally not even in the farm system, and essentially goes home before the end of the season. I'll never forget that nightmare season ever. And if you would have told me he would have come out on the other end of that as one of the best pitchers in baseball, I probably would have laughed in your face at that point, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it is. And look, a lot of these guys, they just take some time to progress. There are just very few big leaguers that walk in the door like Dwight Gooden or Mark Pryor, you know, that just come up and they're instantly awesome. You know, there's Paul Skeens.
Yep.
There just aren't a lot of those guys. And so it just takes some time to get settled. And just the time I've been doing this, you just have to kind of work through it, you know, and see the guys that have the stomach to survive that. And I think Quinn, you know, according to our coaches and him, when you talk to this guy, he's certainly built right.
Let's talk about Brandon Woodruff and how far away we are. Is it unreasonable to think within the next week or so we may see him up here at the major league level?
Yeah, I don't think we're far off. He's throwing today, and we're going to read how that goes. But you know, yeah, he's certainly getting close. And I went up there to Appleton to watch him pitch last time, and he was great. And just watching him dominate like he has in the past, and just continuing to progress and be the big woo that we know and love have seen here in so many big games for us over the course of his career. And he's just a huge part of our team, you know, whether it's been, you know, on the field or off the field, he's just part of the fabric of what we have here. And so I'm so happy to see him progress, and it's been a long journey for him. So, yeah, he's going tonight in Nashville. I'm excited to see what he does here going forward as well.
So I'm Matt Arnold, Brewers GM here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy Sparky with you here on The Fan. I want to bring up one other person, if you don't mind. Nestor Cortez, I was scared when I saw what was written after his injury as far as how long this could be. Where are we at with him, and how long is this going to be?
Yeah, it's a flexor strain, and so, you know, anytime you have those things, especially with, you know, some kind of injection, that's going to take time. And so we did shift him to the 60-day IL just to make sure we're cautious with him. But, you know, he's been a really good pitcher and opening day starter for the New York Yankees. I mean, this guy is very talented. We don't want to rush it there, but he's been working hard. I know he's been in the weight room getting after it and staying strong and just continuing to build up. And so it's going to take a little bit of time for him. But again, excited to see what he can do, hopefully, for us in the second half.
Sorry, I lied. I know we won an award together. I shouldn't lie because we're so close. But I got one more. What about Logan Henderson? Because I was mad when y'all sent him down. I thought maybe it should have been somebody else, and he goes back down to AAA. Is he going to get another crack at that possibly this month?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, he's been throwing the ball great. And like you said, that outing against that A's team, and that A's team is pretty talented. They have a good offense over there, and they've been playing well lately. He did great in that role, especially in his first big league outing. And he's got that really clean fastball and outstanding changeup. You know, look, as these guys continue to come off the IL, we're going to have to make some tough decisions in our rotation, certainly. But even if they're not part of the rotation necessarily, I do think these guys can help our team here in 2025.
You should be doing a lot more of these on the radio. You're so good at this. I don't know why. You should like have your own show or something. Like, you're just natural at doing these interviews. I'll tell you what the show should be. It should be you and Chris Hook together, because Chris Hook is another one that is absolutely outstanding at doing these things.
Well, we won an award together, so I'll do one with you, man. If you're leading the charge, I'm with you.
I'm in. Let's do this. And then we'll do a fantasy football show in the offseason, Matt. And
let's go. Why not?
We could kill it, Matt.
Let's do it.
There is Matt Arnold, Brewers GM. Thanks for coming on, Matt. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Sparky. Thanks, man.
You betcha. Take care. There is Matt Arnold, Brewers GM, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Sparky and Charlie.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.